Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in, and thank you for tuning in despite the fact we're a day later than our usual slot. There is a good reason for that, which you will have seen on Instagram if you've been following Glasgow Warriors and Mr. Murphy Walker with the flashy lights of the URC content day through at Murrayfield. Did you enjoy that one, Murphy?
Yeah, it was great. We can only apologise for the delay in the Squadcast, but we're back. URC day was, it was different. I've never had to do any of stuff like that, but that's been ticked off, and probably the first and last time I'll be ever asked to model again.
Oh, a bit harsh.
But no, pretty cool. Good to see Wills as well, who was up to his usual.
We won't give too much away from him, because there's a few bits and pieces that the URC are still to put out, but Ryan Wilson was in charge of a couple of interview setups.
Yep.
Which should probably tell everybody what they need to know already. Murphy was in one of those interviews. It was a sort of rotational deal.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rotational setup we had going. Ollie went in before me, and he came out the door just laughing, and he was like, good luck with that. And it's probably one of the funniest experiences I've had in an interview. And I hope we do more like them, because I was folded after about 50 minutes of sitting with Wilson at Murrayfield.
That's just a general chat with Wilson most of the time, to be fair.
I know. But nothing can prepare you for that. No amount of media training or media exposure in any job could prepare you to sit through what we had to do there. But it was, good fun. And also, it'll be nice to see the finished product when it comes out in the near future, I hope.
Yeah, well, before all that goes on, we've got the small matter of a round 4 BKT URC match this weekend away to Swansea. First of all, coming off the back of the win over the Stormers on Friday night, our guest was involved in that, so I'm going to turn to him from a how do you feel point of view. But again,
well, firstly, our guest has been choking to come on.
So we had our first two-time guest last week, and that just amplified the requests from this man to come back on the Squadcast after his roaring debut last year. Yeah. Sione Vailanu, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be back. Nice and sunshine.
Yeah, you sunshine.
Yes, very sunshine.
No, you're enjoying being back in Scotland as well, too. I've seen you since you come back from the World Cup with Tonga, and I don't think the smile's left your face, apart from maybe during a couple of Bronco reps, which I think everybody's smile leaves their soul leaves their body during the Bronco most of the time. But yeah, you feeling good?
Yeah. Good to be back. Good to be back. It's always good to see the boys smile in their faces. So it's making me more happier.
Just talk to us about Friday night as well. Obviously, first game back at Scotland under the Friday night lights. Stormers, good win, 3 tries and 4 points in the bag. How do you feel with the one going out there? I saw you down the far end winning a turnover with about 5 minutes to go and celebrating like you'd run the length of the pitch again. So, yeah.
Enjoy was that. Good. Was good. We knew it. Storm was going to bring some attack of rugby, because it was quite similar how we play. I think we managed to stop that, and we trust what we're doing, especially our morals. So it's going well. Like you said, have an important turnover. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also saw Ryan Wilson corner your post-match to talk about your Halloween costumes. So just give us a little bit of an insight into how Halloween went for you. What did you go as again?
As a prisoner.
Yeah.
So I always like to wear that, because I don't know, for some reason, but I was just like, When I first saw the message from George Horn with the Halloween's, straight it's back on my mind. Oh, I'm gonna wear this
straight in. Yeah. Murphy, for those of you that haven't seen your Instagram, it was teased a few weeks ago on the Squadcast, but
disappointed it wasn't shared on the Warriors social media story. I thought it was very original.
What were you?
We were Just Stop Oil protesters trying to do our bit for the environment. Apologies to anybody at Sainsbury's petrol station, or any other supermarket petrol station for that matter, and that was trying to get some fuel for about 5-10 minutes. We were trying to save the environment. Nonza's prison outfit had a bit of a alteration halfway through the night, didn't it?
The COD's looking incredibly confused. What happened to your costume?
Oh yeah.
It was Lucio just grabs it and rips it all the way down.
and it did so I left home of it. So.
You went running about asking for Gregor's high vis to put on top. Because
I feel that's probably defeats the purpose of your prison outfit, as a high vis.
Also, Big Nons has gone for a bit of a midlife crisis. I don't know if you've noticed.
Is this the
tough ginger tips?
Yeah. Talk to us, Sione. Ginger.
That's the worst choice I have made in my life. Obviously, I always watch it. Yeah, I love that. Just, but I was meant to be blondie, like yeah. with the Ollie Campbell's hair, and then I put it in and turned it like this.
Went for the blonde tips and they came out ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I've seen worse haircuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Many, many worse haircuts. So, yeah. Look good, play good.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Speak to us about the World Cup. How was that?
Yeah, World Cup was good fun, good experience, to be fair. Mm-hmm. We had a... It's quite funny because I had anything with the head coach until the day the squad was announced. So I was
completely out of the way.
My ticket was already booked to come here.
Oh, nice.
Already booked to come here, yeah. And we knew the squad announced on July. I think July 11.
It was pretty early in pre-season from memory.
July 11, but I was booked my flight to come in the last week of July.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, the day the team was announced and I got a phone call from the coach. So it's pretty shocked, but yeah.
What was it like facing your teammates, facing Matt Fagg and the boys? Because I remember there was a wee bit in the game where you carry and Matt is just like trying to hold on to you and you managed to carry about 10, 15 metres when Matt's trying to hold on to you.
It's quite funny because I knew it. And also we were the team at the Tonga and they asked me a lot about like how they play here and I was like, oh
yeah.
You just tackle them hard. They go anywhere. You're not gonna go anywhere if you get them hard. Yeah. But if you give them the soft things they might get confident and play around us. So yeah, well, it's good to see the boys, Matt Fagg, George. I push George.
I was gonna say I think that might be my favourite moment from that match and possibly of certainly the group stage in the World Cup is I think you tried, I don't know if it was off the back of a scrum or off a ruck or whatever, but you tried to sort of clear out George Holland. Yeah. George took exception to it, turned around and realised it was you. And it's just the moment of realisation on both of your faces, like, ah, no, this is fine. They just carry on playing.
Yeah. It's also a nice touch. You swapped jerseys with Matt, didn't you?
Yeah, just swapped jerseys. It's funny because that jersey is not fitting me.
No. Anyway. We should crack on with the squad guys generally. Murphy has control of the hat and the questions today. We've got a couple of new ones in the hat. Apologies to anybody that suggested them through Instagram. We're having a little bit of a technical issue with trying to get our old stories on that one, but they will be put into the hat for next week and for weeks going forward. But Sione, as you well know, you'll have to answer the questions, make sure everybody has a good time, and generally crack on. So, Murphy.
Yeah.
Right, you ready? Question number one. If Franco is to choose a 7-1 split on the bench, who is the back?
That's from...
So who can do everything, pretty much?
That's from Fiona on Twitter.
There's the tough one. I reckon Jamie Toby can do a job there.
Dobbs, yeah.
Because he can cover wings as well, and maybe fullbacks.
He played 10 a bit growing up as well, didn't he?
As well, yeah.
Yep.
It's the way he played, maybe he can...
Yeah. Crash ball centre, Jamie Dobie.
You just want to put him in 12 and just see what happens, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was one of your compadres at the URC launch. It just takes it very naturally, does Mr. Dobie.
I mean, he's got the rugby skills. He's got the good looks, but his chat, that's the thing that lets him down. That lets him down big time. But he's a very good rugby player. I'll give him that.
Yeah, very, very good. Me too.
And he's very versatile, so that's a great answer. Yeah. But another one, who would be your forward that you put in the back line? Like, say we've had two injuries in the back line and we've got a 7-1 split, who would be the forward that you chuck at, let's say, 9? What forward would you put at 9 if we had to?
Ooh, this tough one.
You're all lined up to say you'll have a go at centre yourself there. Right?
I really was not. I don't know. I feel like because Matt Faxon was, we play against, is it Buff? Is one of all the centers was injured and he covered it well as well.
For two plays, off the scrum.
No. Have you ever played in the backs?
No, never.
I played about sevens growing up, but then you played it.
Yeah, I played sevens, but now this is my worst nightmare if I play backs. The kicking chase is going to be worse for me.
What position would you play in the backs if you had the chance?
I'd like to play wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's a bit traditional in Tonga. If you play wing in Tonga, the people expect you're a strong guy, both attack and defense. And they always put the winger, just make sure, like, I don't know, but I think they follow what Jan Alomu do.
Well, I was just going to come on to this because I remember you did a chat with our friends over at Rugby Pass last season. You've got a bit of heritage in the wing front in terms of having met the great man, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You started, what was the deal with yourself and Jonah?
Well, you've got...
Yeah. Jonah goes, he is, when he's doing All Blacks, I think he's after All Blacks as well, when we were young, because he's both parents from Tonga. So his dad's in Tonga. So I think every Christmas, he's come back to Tonga for Christmas and the New Year. But on that time, he spent with us. As a kid, we're like under 15, under 16, under 14. Yeah. So Jonah used to come and teach us.
He's not a bad man to learn from, to be fair.
Yeah.
So you're good mates with Jonah, or were good mates with Jonah?
Yeah, I know him well, but like, yeah.
That's a good claim to fame, that's
a great claim to fame. Yeah. I'll show you the photo. We said that across.
There's a photo of you on as well.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm slightly envious right now.
I'm very envious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about yourself, Murphy, in terms of playing in the backs? I know you've got a long standing ambition to just randomly drop a cross kick in a game.
Yeah.
This has been well documented.
I just love kicking. even like when I'll go out to warm up, I'm pretty sure I can feel the burning eyes of Franco in the back of my head. but myself and Dobie will just ping some, I reckon, 20 to 40 meter kicks back and forth to each other. Yeah. Just for crack. And Roscoe will just do it for crack in the warm up. And I'm certain I can feel the burning eyes right into the back of my head because I know he's like.
Props and
why
kicking.
Why is he warming up kicking when he should be doing scrum or something? And speaking of, this is great. This is a great little interlude here. The big man on, was it Monday?
Oh, go on.
Monday.
Went for a kick at training. he got a slap on the wrist from Franco. You tell a story.
No, because we have a turnover on Monday here. Yep. And you know, I seen because, you know, normally you see the space. Space. So we got the ball and I look at the backs. They were like, oh, and I saw the space there. And they kick it.
How did the kick go?
It's worse because Joshy was like on the full back on the other team. So he didn't move. He just stand there and catch the ball.
Yeah. It's not probably one of the few players you want to run back at you is probably Mr. McKay. That's
what, what happened after?
And then after training, and then we were training, everything's done. And then after training, and Frank was like, oh, nonce, here's the ball. Can you kick it? and then I kick it. It's a pretty good kick there.
Yeah.
And then after that, Frank was like, this is the last kick you do.
I love that.
So now you want, but because he said that, that makes me want to kick it in a game even more now.
I'll tell you what, we're going to arrange a charity game now. So we've got Sione on one wing, you're at 10, cross kick, done.
Exactly.
Easy.
Just do it once, and I'll hang my hat on that for the rest of my life.
The Barbarians, if you're listening, we've got the plan for you ready made.
Yeah.
Right, crack on, number two. Here we go. Ah, Rory, we've got another one of your questions. Rory from St Andrews.
Massive fan.
Big fan of his as well, to be fair.
Yes. Keeps the questions refreshed.
makes my life a lot easier.
Right, Nons.
Yep.
Which teammate do you want to avoid sitting next to on a long flight? Who would you not want to sit next to on a plane for a long journey?
I feel like Lucio.
Yeah.
He's a bit annoying sometimes. You know, like, for some reason. He just be annoying, eh?
You were very quick off the mark with that, Sione.
The honest truth's there. Fair enough. Get off your back, bro. Keep going.
That meant you just, like, don't know.
Nope.
Is he just going to, like, hit you, and is playing with you? You know, like, man, just leave me alone just a little bit. You know, because on our way to, I think, what's that? Oh, Gonad. I sit next to you. And Lucio keep hitting me, keep talking. You're like, bro, just a little bit. Can you give me like 10 minutes to close my eyes and leave me? He's just keep talking until the plane is like, oh, the plane is arrived. It's landing.
Oh, no, we do love you, Lucio. But
like a big baby, like a wee kid. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they are. I feel like when you're traveling with a rugby team, there's a lot of boys that you can pick from for this question.
Yeah.
You could either go straight for like the long-limbed fellas that you'd be trapped into, or the larger-than-life fellas that, again, you'd be trapped into. like myself, I wouldn't request to sit next to big nons.
Are you serious, bro?
Sione now hangs up.
This is a compliment for you. You're just a big guy. I like my room as well. I don't think we would, personally, I don't think us together would fit nicely.
There's not going to work.
Plane will be flying together, at yeah. Lake.
So conversely, I'm guessing on the other side of that, you're probably looking for, if you've got seat 18C or whatever, you're really hoping that like George Horn or Sheba or somebody's in 18B.
Sheba, George, pretty much any one of the backs.
Anybody that wears a 9, basically.
Yeah. 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'd be happy with. I remember I've told the story before where I was sat next to Rob Harley and Al Kellick on the way to Dubai before Cape Town, and that was that was an interesting flight. Ordering tomato juice and Worcester sauce.
I remember
sauce.
You saying this a few episodes back.
Yeah, crazy. I still haven't confronted him about that. I'm too scared. But
I mean, Al's next door. We'll go and speak to him.
No, sorry, Al. I'll take it back. But you came out to South Africa.
Yeah.
Who did you have next year, do you remember, in the plane?
Me and Tom Jordan. So we just...
See, that's perfect.
That's not that, yeah. Seems like a good one, yeah.
Ying and Yang.
Your point about the sort of long... So your Richie Grays, your JPs. I always kind of look at that and just like... I feel for them. Like I'm about a foot shorter than both of them. Yeah. But in a Ryanair or an EasyJet flight seat... That is not an easy thing to swing for either of them, so they have my sympathy and respect in equal measure. Anyway, question 3.
If you were here as a fan at a game, which stand would you want to sit in and why? Like, where would you want to sit? What seat?
Is that East End?
That's East End.
That's
yeah.
the best one.
Zero time to answer that.
Every game, I feel like the East End is the best.
Yeah.
For some reason, like he's gonna pump you up, especially it's a warm up, you know.
No, they do. They always enjoy. Enjoy singing along.
Seems
to
be quite enjoying. So as fans, I think I'd love to stay with them. Yeah.
Yeah, you mean you scored a fair few tries last season? I'm assuming you probably scored in front of them at some point.
Yeah, a few more tries from my tries.
Well, this was kind of where I was going. On the flip side, the most famous try you have scored for us so far. It's obviously your first game at Scotstoun against Benetton, who are our next opponents at Scotstoun.
By the way, we're playing Benetton next week. Buy your tickets, please. It'll be great.
Murphy doing a slightly less subtle plug there. But yes, kickoff 7:35 Saturday, 18th of November here at Scotstoun, should you wish to play Benetton. But rewinding to the last time we played them here.
Yep.
I mean, we're looking out the window here. You've got about 65 metres pick and go through a ruck.
Yeah.
The fullback taking a fantastic decision.
Over 22.
Yeah. Right, well, let's do live commentary here soon. So you're looking out the window at the pitch just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is going through your mind as you're standing on that 10-meter line thinking, I can have this?
Because I don't even expect what I'm doing. I think I just sort of, because the boys, they know, they know if space in front of me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So it's a seat of space. So. And I take it, and I'm fully confident when I take it.
Yeah, I think the fullback knew you were taking that one as well. I think the fullback got out of your way very quickly.
Went for the your man. That's your man.
Very, very, very willing to fall for the dummy there.
I can't forget that night. So.
I don't think anybody can. Yeah, I don't think anybody that was here is going to forget that one. Obviously, at the other end of the pitch, that was in front of the West Stand.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you'd pick the West Stand because that's the ones that you gave a little celebration. And speaking of celebration, what was that? Was it straight to the camera?
Yeah, he knew where the camera was.
He saw the camera.
He knew exactly where that was.
From about 30 meters out, you could see you looking into the camera as you're running in.
I was trying to do a little bit blow of kiss, but I think I don't know what I'm doing.
It's a very aggressive kiss. Like,
yeah, blow kiss. Yeah.
No, that's fair. Oh dear.
Yeah, you knew exactly where the camera was.
Murphy, you say that like you might have a little bit of jealousy behind you.
Oh yeah, there's not a chance I'll be running at 60 meters.
Not yet.
No, I mean, I don't know if many folk remember Leinster away last year where I got the ball in open space.
I'm the one who created. I created and gave to Ollie, and then Ollie gave it to him.
Yeah.
I had a winger outside me, and I decided, you know what? I've got this, lads. I've got this. Don't worry, I'm going to take this to the crib. I'm going to take this home. And I got stopped short by about 5 metres. And I've never heard the last of it, but yeah.
See, we can laugh about this now, but I remember, I think we did a podcast the following week after one, and you were like, I don't want to talk about this.
I genuinely saw my name in headlights, and I was like, this is going to be brilliant. This is going to get clipped up by the URC, by Viaplay, everyone. And next minute, my face was in the dirt, 2 meters away from the try line, and I was like, yep, that's the last time.
That's not happening.
I carry more than 5 meters in open field before I pass.
So actually, hang on, but you're not carrying more than 5 meters, you're not kicking in a game.
No, I want to kick in a game. I will eventually. But if I break the line and open play, I'm going to do the Alan Dell, look left, look right, and then give the ball to somebody. Because, I look. You know what somebody said to me today?
Yeah.
Said it looked like I was running through sand.
Oh. Well, there we go then.
That was waist deep.
Yeah, it could be worse.
So I've been working on my speed and acceleration since I've been coming back from my injury. So maybe it's not off the cards.
Maybe. Yet. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Next one.
But for the record, you kicking in a game while Franco's coach is probably definitely off the cards.
We'll see. Which teammate would you like to be for a day and why?
Which teammate?
If you had to swap your life for a teammate for one day only, who would it be and why?
Seba?
Seba.
Seba's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty solid show.
Yeah. I feel like he's a great man. You know? Yeah. Great man. Great looking guy.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Everything you've said there is pretty obvious.
Where the hell is this going? Where the hell is this going? Calm down, Nas. I agree.
Is this a training day or is this a day? Like, would you want to see what it's like to be
Seba? Also the training. Like,
yeah.
You know? I was going to say, do you want to be Seba at home with his newborn?
Yeah. What's that?
Well, you've got to be, if you want to be Seba for a day, you've got to be Seb at training, and then you've got to be able to go home and be Seb and look after his new baby.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke to him yesterday, and he said being a father is the easiest thing he's ever done.
Did you actually?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Because again, knowing how this goes, I don't know whether you're spreading rumors.
No, I swear on my life, that's what he said. He's like, I don't know how everybody says it's so difficult. That's what he said. Because he was like, she's sleeping perfectly, hardly crying, feeding well, passes perfect. She's doing well, and everyone's happy days. And I was like, you getting enough sleep? Like, he's like, yeah, I'm sleeping normal. So
fantastic.
It's either he's sleeping and passes doing all the work for him, and he just thinks it's going smooth sailing. But yeah, he says fatherhood's easy. So
there we go.
Yeah, but no, not for me. No. I wouldn't want to be Seb.
No, who would you want to be?
Who's going to be?
You go for the obvious choice of. Can you do staff as well?
Probably.
I feel like.
Depends if you're brave enough to go for it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think who's got a decent gig here. Shizzle's got a good gig.
Yeah?
He's got a good gig. Just chilling with the boys, put some kit out, travel. You get to travel the world for free. You get paid to do it, to be fair. And he's got a wee farm up north, or a wee bit of land up north that he always goes to every now and again. Seems like a pretty chilled life. He's got a big Defender that he drives about. Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
But you're sticking with Seba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick with my choice, Seba.
It's clear you always wanted to be a winger, isn't it?
Yeah. I want to be a fast guy, you know?
Like, yeah. I mean, to be fair, Sioni, you're not exactly that slow.
One more.
All right, last one. Let's go.
This is very on topic. Best and worst fancy dress from the weekend. Name and shame.
We start from the best, or you start.
You choose.
You choose the best or worst. You give us a few options as well, if you're thinking. You just think
a few options there. The best. I feel like George Horn. Horn and Adanone.
Right.
George was the Hobbit.
Oh, jeez, right. Yeah. Murphy's giving me the... Oh, George, wow, that is actually very impressive.
Yeah. He actually looks like the guy.
That is... So George is Bilbo Baggins, or right, is he Frodo? Think, Bilbo Baggins? It's one of the two. It's either the Hobbit or the Lord of the Rings, but George very much suits that.
The detail was crazy.
That is an impressive...
Feet,
yeah.
He had the ears.
I didn't even notice the feet. Yeah, he's
even
feet,
had
yeah.
the ring around his neck on like a little necklace.
He does. He does. That is... Yeah, that's a pretty solid choice there. George,
yeah,
well done.
George, yeah. And
that's a hard one to beat, actually.
I had a nonce as well.
Wee nonce.
Yeah.
Wee nonce, where is he?
Wee nonce. You can't really see him in any of the photos. But he was... Oh, what is it called again?
I think I've got it.
It's like... the Mexican, you have the big sombreros, like they wear a suit and their faces all painted. Oh, what's it called?
What, like the Day of the Dead people?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Cinco de Mayo sort of... Yeah, I don't really know how to describe it. If you've ever watched... is it Spectre, the James Bond film?
Yes.
The one that's in Mexico. It's Sione is basically one of the
that
people
little, like,
at the
festival
start.
Parade at the start. That's exactly... Yeah.
Apologies to our Mexican listeners, but we can't remember what the festival is called. That's actually pretty good effort.
You should have seen the face painting was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a lot of detail that's gone to that. Fair play, nonsense.
I'm pretty sure he did it himself.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Because his missus is away back home just now, so he was at home.
Yeah,
must have been there for hours.
Yeah.
Oh, fair play to him. That is a lot of effort to go to there.
Yeah. No, it was very good. And who would you say was the worst?
The worst?
I'm not saying worst, but just in the photo that you were in there, Kyle Rowe sitting next to George Horn.
No, theirs was...
Kyle, I mean, it's great, but it's a sight to see.
Do you know who it is?
No. Should I?
It is
it's Logan's fine.
Step Brothers, Prestige Worldwide.
There we go. So yeah, Kyle Rowe and Logan Trotter doing that.
No.
It
was Kyle and his Mrs. Rona.
Ah, there we go. I just assumed Logan's got the sunglasses on behind him. I assumed that was a two-parter. Well, there we go then.
Do you remember what Duncan Munn came as?
No, because a few of the boys they came late. I think a few of the boys they were playing.
Ah, of course,
Super Six,
Yeah.
But Duncan Munn came late and was dressed as a potato.
Oh my. It could be worse.
All right.
It could be the worst.
So Duncan
Munn. I haven't seen it, but it could be the worst.
That's what I was leaning towards.
Duncan, well done. I think you've won the worst fancy dresser by default.
Well done, mate.
Massive potato. So, yeah.
And on that absolute bombshell.
Yeah.
We will call halt to this particular episode of the Squadcast. Sione, thank you very much.
No worries.
Your enthusiasm is always appreciated, and very best of luck for this weekend away to the Ospreys.
You can do the job there.
Yeah, I mean, we don't actually know the team yet, but assuming you're selected, very best of luck for that. Yeah. Murphy,
Craig.
We'll see you at some point, probably next week, hopefully next Wednesday back in our usual slot, or whenever we record this. Keep your questions coming in on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, or...
Craig's DMs.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find my DMs, feel free, but please don't try that hard. But yeah, in the meantime, we look forward to seeing you here at Scotstoun next weekend against Benetton, Saturday 18th of November, 7:35 kickoff. As Murphy said very eloquently earlier in the show, get your tickets, please. Thank you very much. GlasgowWarriors.org. Anyway, in the meantime, he's been Sione Vailanu, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.